Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Distinguished guests, honorable ulama, and respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me this tawfiq, and thanks for the organizers of this Muslim Unity Conference for giving me this opportunity to speak to you for a few minutes. Also, thanks all of the participants in advance for bearing with me for the next 10-12 minutes. I will not be boring you for a longer time. So the topic given to me for today is social responsibilities of Muslims. I am pretty sure that all of us have already listened or heard these things, but I am going to just refresh your knowledge in this regard. Let's see, what does social responsibility mean? Social responsibility is an ethical or ideological theory that an entity, where it is a government, corporation, organization, or individual, has a responsibility to society. Social responsibility is voluntary. It involves an idea that is better to be proactive toward a problem rather than a reactive to a problem. Social responsibility means eliminating corrupt, irresponsible, or unethical behavior that might bring harm to community. There are two categories of social responsibilities. One of those is negative social responsibility. Is this not amazing? That how can a social responsibility be a negative? But don't worry, I'll let you know how. Negative responsibility is our responsibility to refrain from act. That means keep yourself away from certain things. If we talk in the local terminology, the negative responsibility is same as do not do. I gave you example to simplify this concept. All of driving license holders must have seen the traffic signs like do not enter or one way. If someone enters their wrong way, you know what will happen. The other thing we have must see, a slogan by traffic control department, do not drink and drive. Here is the thing, these people are saying today, do not drink, but only when you are driving. They are allowed to drink in their rest life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said very clearly, more than 1400 years ago, do not drink. In any case, you are not allowed to drink. There are lots of other things which we are not supposed to do. One of them, the main thing is not to lie. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, I said that lying is the root cause of all sins. So if we refrain from lying, we must be saving ourselves from all other sins. The second category of social responsibility is positive. That means there is a responsibility to act. And same thing, positive responsibility in local terminology is same as do. Or you have to do. I think this is again same as Hukukul Ibad. We have to do certain things for the betterment of these community members. Islam wants us to abide by the law of the country where we live, unless they contradict with Islamic law. We have responsibility towards our families. So we don't have to forget our families. So we are caring for other people in the community, so we have to care about our families too. We should be helpful to others. If we do not help others, we will not be having help from others. Respect others' values. If we do not respect other values, our values will not be respected by others. No discrimination on the basis of color, race, religion, or the country or area where the people are from. We have responsibility to our neighbors, poor and weak people of the community. In the end, if we follow the rules or concepts of do and do not do, we can improve the image of our Muslim community among other communities, then our voice will be listened with proper consideration. Thank you very much for listening.
Before we invite our next speakers, may I request the Pagat to please put the video on?